The Senate is back to debating a cybersecurity information sharing bill. And as the year winds down, some federal agencies are still mopping up from serious data breaches. It's been a year of progress on the cybersecurity front, but as the auditors like to say, there's a lot more to do. Joining me for a look ahead, Ari Schwartz. Until joining the Venable Law Firm last month, he was Special Assistant to the President and the White House Senior Director for Cybersecurity. Mr. Schwartz, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
So information sharing, that seems to be what is everybody's talking about these days. And now the Senate, as I said, is beginning to debate this once again. Tell us what information is specifically shared in cybersecurity. I don't think everyone exactly gets that one.
Well, the idea here is that you're going to be trying to share information about specific incidents or about specific vulnerabilities, and that getting that information to be analyzed and then to be turned into signatures more quickly than we do it today can stop incidents from happening in the future. That's really the goal. It's not the entirety of everything you do in cybersecurity, but it's something that we can do to take down the number of new threats that are coming in and stopping them at the gateway.
And I think that a lot of agencies, and I don't understand why the privacy issue is such a big topic in this whole area, because isn't it mostly network logs and that kind of thing that are shared, or do corporations expect to share information that has customer information, for example?
It is mostly network logs, but there is some personal information. And let me give you an example. So a phishing email, right? When you're sharing, when you have a known phishing email, you have to share the to address, you have to share the from address, the IP addresses, which sometimes can identify who people are. It can contain a subject line. It may even need some of the content of the message itself. So sometimes PII can be caught up in this discussion. If it is, it's not usually something that is extremely identifiable. But then, part of the concern here is that some of the bills that we've seen have greatly wiped away all the privacy protections in this space, and then not replaced them with anything. And when we were in the White House, and the administration has really pushed hard to say, if you're going to wipe away these privacy protections, you have to replace them with some new kinds of privacy protections that are right for this kind of cybersecurity information.
And this cybersecurity information could also apply to federal agencies and not just corporations, correct?
Absolutely, and there are a number of protections that are in place that the federal agencies are expected to follow in this area, and that continues to be the case.
Now, yesterday we had the Deputy Energy Secretary on, and she was talking about the degree of information sharing going on now, say, among electrical utilities and generators, the people that, the Energy Department oversees to some degree. When you were at the White House, what did it look like from that point of view as to how much information sharing among industry competitors or similar companies was actually happening at this point, even without some kind of piece of legislation?
Some industries are much better than others. So the financial sector in particular is known to be really the best. Energy has been improving over time. Others are not quite as good in areas like healthcare. They're just getting off the ground, really, and starting to share a lot more information. So we are seeing this growth in this area, but we're not quite there yet in terms of the sharing among the companies. There have been a lot of concerns from the companies. One of the things that we dealt with now about a year and a half ago was one of the big concerns we kept hearing over and over again was about antitrust. The Department of Justice and the FTC put out guidance in a year ago April, saying that antitrust should not be a concern for people that are just sharing threat information. If you're sharing a lot more than that, you may be raising issues. But just sharing threat information among competitors really should not be an antitrust concern.
We're speaking with Ari Schwartz. He's Managing Director of Cybersecurity Services at the Venable Law Firm. So it sounds like people might even be afraid, maybe people in the government are afraid, that while companies are sharing cyber information, they might also be slipping a little price information in there, for example.
Well, it had more to do, one of the concerns was sharing across industries in some ways, so that you were building new business models based on the information sharing process. Again, it should not be a concern if you're just sharing the threat information and helping people protect themselves. After that guidance came out last year, the financial services folks were able to work very closely with the retail industry in order to be able to share information with them about threats that the financial folks were seeing so that the retailers could stop it. And before that, they were had some antitrust concerns. But because of this guidance that came out, it was pretty clear that there were really no concerns.
And looking at what the Senate is talking about, what do you feel should be in the Senate bill to actually foster information sharing, not only among companies, but also to encourage them to share that with the federal government?
Well, there's a little bit of a lack of clarity in the Senate bill about how you go about sharing and who you share it with. It is pretty clear that information should go through the Department of Homeland Security, which is extremely important in order to have the kind of oversight that the government needs to be able to assure that they are that only the information that they need is coming into the government, which is a key point, and then that when they share it back out, that it's tied to cybersecurity threats, and you're not going broader than that. You're not getting a whole data dump, which would not be as useful. So that in order to get to that point, it needs to be able to go through one central point and then can be shared out more broadly at that point, and you can make sure that you have the privacy protections that you need on top of it. There is some language in the Senate bill that passed that still does not have a lot of clarity around which agencies you can share with in order to get these protections. People are debate that language a little bit, so that would be helpful in order to get that language to be more clear. Also, there's some questions between the House bill and the Senate bill about liability protections. They have pretty different standards for what kind of liability folks are being protected for. The House bill basically says that you are protected once you share the information, you're protected beyond just the act of sharing. So you're protected for what you do in terms of protecting your own network. Whereas in the Senate bill, it's only tied to the protections for sharing the information. So you're protected from things like the privacy standards for sharing for privacy standards and other liability that comes along with actually sharing the information.
And what about the concern that a lot of companies, frankly, legitimately have, given recent actions, that they may share cyber threat information and the next thing you know, the Federal Trade Commission is down on them for some violation of lack of protecting customer data or that kind of thing?
So there are some protections in place, especially through DHS, which is another reason to work with them through their PCI program, that if you share through that program, then the regulators, then you have liability protection from regulators going after you in that way. But you don't want to make it so broad that the liability protection is so broad that someone can inoculate themselves from negligence or et cetera just by sharing the information.
Got it. Okay. And what about the FBI? When does that come into the picture? Because the criminal possibility from them, even though they are also quite capable in the area of going after cyber criminals.
Yeah. So the question there is how quickly can we get incident information to the FBI? And companies know that when they have an incident, they need to go to question of whether it's criminal or it's a nation state, that they need to work with the FBI. The FBI has been really great at working closely with companies and treating them well in this space, which is extremely important. They have a great reputation for that, and that's going to continue. So I think we need to figure out how to capitalize on that, take that information, get that into the system too, provide the companies with liability protections at the same time that they're sharing the information with law enforcement.
And a final question on the intelligence community, which a lot of people express distrust for, but there's also a huge amount of cyber ability there also. When should that come into play?
So this is one of the reasons that we want the IC to get that information in order to be able to protect us down the road, but it's got to have that those limitations of making sure that they're not getting too much information, that it doesn't have personal information there that can be used for a lot of other purposes, that they're taking this information in and using it for cybersecurity purposes, specifically to protect networks and not to go after individuals in this way. So that's been a key point in this discussion, especially on the House side. They've really carved out the NSA's ability to get this information directly, but that's not to say that they shouldn't get it at all, right? They need to get it in the context of doing their analysis on the threats in general.
So it sounds like the qualities that all the parties will need in this is both speed, but also a lot of discernment and delicacy on what it is they actually do ship to each other and to the government.
I think the key really is to also automate the privacy protections. And if you look at, actually, DHS last week just put out a privacy impact assessment on the automated indicator sharing program that they're putting together that does have some of those pieces in place. So that you're only getting a certain number of fields in this process. If it's extraneous, it gets stripped out and doesn't go to the other agencies. That's going to be key to make sure that we can do this in a timely way, in a way that it respects both security and privacy the way that the American people expect.
Ari Schwartz is Managing Director of Cybersecurity Services at the Venable Law Firm and former Special Assistant to the President and White House Senior Director for Cybersecurity. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.